I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 7th. After a months-long investigation, authorities announced yesterday they've arrested two men for allegedly breaking into numerous Quincy homes. Miguel Rivera, who was booked in Newburyport, and Adrian Logan were both issued seven felony warrants for charges of burglary, larceny from a building, and defacement of property. Quincy police say between December 13, 2022 and February 17, 2023, the duo were involved in seven separate house breaks across the city. Due to the diligent work of Detective Sergeant Ward and Detectives Pepjanovich, Eddy, Landry, Menz, and Goggin, Rivera and Logan were identified as the prime suspects. The two worked out of a white work van at many of the scenes and utilized a crowbar. In December, the pair hit houses on Hobart Street, French Street, Fenno Street, Grogan Avenue, and Colonial Drive. On February 17th, they allegedly broke into homes on Putnam Street and Elm Street. Rivera was arrested with a crowbar in hand and a radio. Logan was arrested in a white work van a short distance away from Rivera. Police say Logan admitted to his involvement in the crimes, but said that only Rivera entered the homes. The two will appear in court at a later date. State and Newburyport police assisted in that investigation. A Randolph man has been sentenced to 10 years in state prison after pleading guilty to running a major drug distribution ring on the South Shore. 43-year-old Carl French was sentenced after admitting that he ran an operation involving the distribution of fentanyl, oxycodone, and cocaine throughout three counties. 200 officers from numerous police departments and the South Shore Drug Task Force all participated in the investigation that resulted in a total of 15 arrests, including French's brother. Search warrants were executed in 18 residences across the South Shore, and Boston and other officers seized thousands of pills and $50,000 in cash hidden in French's car. Several of the suspects have already been sentenced. Two have died. French's brother is due in Norfolk Superior Court on April 21st in connection with that case. Two men are charged with stealing a car that had been left running outside of a Quincy liquor store Wednesday night. Police say 25-year-old Jose Villa Suarez of Dorchester and 36-year-old Timothy Doe of Quincy stole a white Cadillac that had been left running outside of Discount Liquors on Granite Street and Brewer's Corner just before 10 Wednesday night. The car was taken while the owner was in the store. Police quickly located that vehicle behind the apartment building at 290 Quarry Street and apprehended Doe in the vehicle. Police then went to an apartment and arrested Suarez. Police say video from the liquor store was used to identify the suspects. Both are charged with receiving a stolen motor vehicle and were arraigned in Quincy District Court. A new 92-foot boardwalk will be installed over a section of the Quincy River Walk along the Neponset River in North Quincy. Staff and volunteers with the Neponset River Watershed Association will install the boardwalk to allow pedestrians to cross a section of the river walk that is flooded for half of the year. Construction will take place today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. City of Quincy is holding a rabies clinic and dog licensing event tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The fee is $10 per shot and per license, and only cash is accepted. Proof of a current rabies vaccination is required. Reminder, no school in Quincy Public Schools today due to the Good Friday holiday. Other news, a 33-year-old driver surrendered to state police yesterday in connection with that fiery hit-and-run crash that killed a woman earlier this week. Juan Leonardo Para Altamanaro of Brockton surrendered at the barracks in Middleborough. The fatal crash occurred about 10:30 Monday night on Route 24 in West Bridgewater. State police said a Toyota Scion and a Honda Accord were traveling north when the Toyota changed lanes and struck the Honda. The impact of the crash sent the Honda into the median, where it crashed into a concrete barrier. The driver of the Toyota fled. While the Honda was sitting in the left travel lane, a pickup truck crashed into the vehicle and both burst into flames. The driver of the Honda, 46-year-old Erfaro Gilbert of Raynham, was trapped in the burning car and died at the scene. The pickup truck driver was not hurt. The response to the investigation shut down the highway for several hours. Para Alta Merano was booked on charges including leaving the scene of a crash that caused personal injury resulting in death. Appeared in Brockton District Court yesterday. Prosecutor told the judge Para Alta Merano's vehicle left a bumper and license plate behind following the crash. Additionally, the prosecution said he ran from the collision because of his status as an undocumented immigrant. Bail for Para Alta Merano was set at $100,000. He was required to surrender his passport. For the second year in a row, Massachusetts has ranked first in the country for the percentage of graduating high school seniors who scored above a qualified score on advanced placement exams. In 2022, 30.5% of public high school graduates in the state scored a 3 out of 5 or higher on an AP exam in high school. Nationally, 21.6% of public high school graduates scored a 3 or a higher. Massachusetts is also ranked first on this metric 2021, 2019, and 2017. Several students from North Quincy High School were recognized by the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education for their high scores on the AP exams. Medical professionals at hospitals like Newton Wellesley are in the process of trying to unionize. From Starbucks employees to RAs at colleges in the Boston area, workers of all stripes seem to be more willing to flex their collective muscle in the wake of the pandemic and in the face of historic inflation, including members of existing unions like teachers. Steve Striffler, director of the Labor Resource Center at UMass Boston, says COVID-19 helped shape the attitude of a lot of workers, especially those in the service and healthcare industries. About 2,000 residents and fellows would make up the new union at hospitals operated by Mass General Brigham. It opposes the effort, saying it has some of the country's highest paid residency programs, adding that Mass General Brigham has refused to recognize the union. Residents and fellows are preparing for a formal election with the help of the National Labor Relations Board. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were higher yesterday. The Dow was up 2 points. The Nasdaq rose 91. The S&P added 14. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar was down. The euro declined. Oil at $80 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Tigers 6-3. That series continues tomorrow at 4:10 in Detroit. Bruins over Toronto 2-1 in overtime. And they will host the Devils at the Garden Saturday at 8 p.m. Celtics take on the Raptors tonight at 7:30 at the Garden. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy. The high of 56. Tonight, clear, low 46. Tomorrow, sunshine at a high 50 degrees. Easter Sunday, sunny, high 53. And sunny on Monday with highs in the low 60s. With a boater, waves 2 feet, that west wind will gust to 25 knots. High tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 6:16, set at 7:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 7th.